flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. This is the regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton City Council. We are being videotaped and audio taped and videotaped tonight. We are a little short. We do not have 16, so we will be sending all of our land use items to second call, as well as one item from finance. Okay. To start the night, land use counselor. Oh, you will not have anything to do. It's all going to second. No report. Zoning and planning, Councillor Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. The zoning and planning report. I'm just not sure why we're not having a land use report.
16. We need 16 votes.
I understand. Okay. Begins on page 48 with a series of appointments to various boards and commissions. Item 9320 is a Huron of the Mayor appointing Scott Aquilina to the Upper Falls Historic District Commission for a term to expire on June 8, 2021. That was approved 8-0. Item 9420, Huron of the Mayor appointing Daphne Romanoff to the Upper Falls Historic District Commission. That was approved for a term to expire on December 24th, 2022. That was approved 8-0. 9220, Huron of the Mayor appointing Martin Smargiassi to the Auburndale Historic Commission for a term to expire on February 28th, 2023. That was approved 8-0. 9520, Her Honor the Mayor reappointing Chris Steele to the Planning and Development Board for a term to expire on February 1, 2025. That was approved 8-0. And 96-20, Her Honor the Mayor reappointing Dan Brody to the Community Preservation Committee for a term to expire February 1, 2023. That was approved 8-0. And our ongoing discussion of the draft zoning ordinance was held. And I believe that concludes the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. For programs and services, Councillor Noel.
Thank you, Acting President. The first item is item number 101-20, Councillors Albright, Ryan, Greenberg, Noel, Crinsman, Humphrey, and Malachy request a discussion on the Complete Count Committee, Newton's plans to assure that all Newton residents are counted in the next census. Newton receives a modest allocation of community development block grant funds. To assure that Newton can continue to receive these funds to serve underserved people, an accurate census is essential. This item was voted no action necessary, 7-0. Item number 103-20, a request to move the Ward 2 Precinct 1 polling location. The city clerk has made this request, which is currently at the old Horace Mann School on the corner of Watertown Street and Albemarle Road. We're asking that it be moved down the street to the Albemarle Fieldhouse at 250 Albemarle Road. Construction and the conversion of the old Horace Mann School to the Newton Early Childhood Program will preclude the space from being used as a polling location. Programs and Services approve this item 7-0. My next request is for a suspension of the rules so I can enter three late filed items.
Absolutely. Three late filed items. We need a suspension of the rules. All in favor? Opposed? Go ahead.
The first item is item number 136-20, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Nicole Banks as Commissioner of Parks, Recreation, and Culture. The next item is number 137-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to petition the General Court for special legislation to amend the provisions of the Acts 2014 96, an act relative to the appointment of special police officers in Newton, as most recently amended by Acts 26-266 by raising the age limit for service on the Special Retiree Police Detail Patrol from age 70 to age 75. And finally, item number 138-20, requesting amendments to the City of Newton Ordinances, Chapter 3, 7, 10, 13, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22, and 30, to rename the Department of Parks and Recreation to the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture.
Thank you very much. For Public Safety and Transportation, Councillor Downs.
Thank you. There is no report.
Thank you very much. And for Public Facilities, Councillor Leary.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. So the report begins on page 50. Item 10920, Her Honor the Mayor, appointing Merrill Kessler at 147 Prince Street, West Newton, as a member of the Solid Waste Commission for a term to expire March 15th, 2023, and Public Facilities approved this 5-0. Item 110-20, Her Honor the Mayor, appointing Carl Valente, 84 Summer Street, Newton, as a member of the Solid Waste Commission for a term to expire March 15th, 2023. Public Facilities approved 5-0. Then we had an update in the Solar Phase 3 project, which was held, an update on the Climate Action Plan, which was held. And then item 114-20, I see Finance held that, but this was Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $500,000 from the budget reserve snow and ice removal account to the following accounts: DPW overtime snow and ice removal, $200,000, and DPW rental vehicle subcontractors, $300,000. The Public Facilities approved 5-0. Mr. Acting President, I'd like to be able to assign a public hearing.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. This is pertaining to item 61-20, a discussion to limit or prohibit the installation of fossil fuel infrastructure. Councillors Crossley, Kelly, Leary, Norton, Albright, Greenberg, Auchincloss, Markowitz, Noels, Danberg, Kalis, Downs, and Humphrey requesting a discussion with the sustainability team to create an ordinance to limit or prohibit the installation of fossil fuel infrastructure in new construction and substantially renovated buildings, as well as to clarify the council's authority to prohibit the extension of gas mains subject to the condition of the existing infrastructure. The public hearing is assigned for Wednesday, March 25th. And that concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Finance Committee, Councillor Noel is doing double duty tonight. This is upside down night. This is a night where most of the chairs are not here.
Crazy. The report for Finance begins on page 51. The first item is 115-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to accept and expend a $43,943 grant from the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security for the purpose of funding overtime to have police officers monitor high accident locations and conduct traffic enforcement through written warnings and or citations. Finance approved that 5-0. The next item that my colleague, Councillor Leary, mentioned, item number 114-20, was held. My understanding from reading the report is that it was decided, since there was no snow in the future, that there was no need to allocate the funding, and that's why the item was held. In the past. I thought there was no 10-day forecast, is what the report said. At any rate, we don't need the money for snow. Okay. Item number 116-20, the Treasury Department requesting authorization to approve a proposed 5-year contract for online payment services with the vendor as chosen by the RFP Evaluation Committee. Finance approved this 5-0. Item number 379-19, parens 7, the Community Preservation Committee.
That's on second call.
Okay. So it is.
That's all right.
Continuing on page 52, item number 112-20, the Comptroller transmitting the comprehensive annual financial report and external audit reports for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019 for City Council review and acceptance. Finance approved this 5-0. And finally, number 111-20, Her Honor the Mayor, reappointing James Shaughnessy as a member of the Board of Assessors for a term to expire February 1st, 2023. Finance approved this 5-0. That concludes the report.
Thank you very much. And for real property reuse, Councilor Markowitz.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. There is no report, and I'll just mention that the meeting that was scheduled for this Thursday has also been canceled. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. That concludes all items on first call. Mr. Clerk, I'll ask you to call the roll. Yes.
I'm just curious, because this has never happened before. Mm-hmm. Items that are requesting an extension of time, do they require a two-thirds vote?
Yes, they do.
They do as well. Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right, land use has a public hearing to assign 11820, petition to extend nonconforming setback at 112 Grassmere Street for March 10th. Jen and Chris Murphy, public hearing. Thank you. Okay, so please call the roll, Mr. Clerk.
Councillor Auchincloss. Councillor Baker. Councillor Bowman.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone, Councillor Crossley.
Aye, with the the item I'm recused from is on second call to be referred, but I think I'd better still recuse myself from it. Item 623-18, parens 2, for which I am recused. And also on page 54, item 122-20, for which I vote no.
Councillor Danberg. Councillor Downs.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile. Councillor Greenberg.
Aye.
Councillor Grossman. Councillor Humphrey.
Aye, except for 9520, for which I'm recused.
Councillor Kalis. Councillor Kelly.
Aye, except for 122-20, for which I vote.
Councillor Krinsman. Councillor Laredo. Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Malachy. Councillor Markowitz.
Aye.
Councillor Noel.
Aye.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Ryan.
Aye.
Councillor Wright.
Aye.
President Albright. The vote is 14 yeas with 10 absent on all items except item 95-20, where the vote is 13 yeas, 1 recused, and 10 absent. And item 122-20, where the vote is 12 yeas, 2 nays, and 10 absent.
Great. That concludes first call. Why don't we have a motion to forego recess and go right to second call? Councillor Kelly, so moved. All in favor? Thank you. Opposed? All right. So second call, we really don't have any reports.
These all need to be postponed.
They all need to be postponed because for the first time in my 18 years, we don't have 16 people at this meeting, which is necessary for the land use items and for the finance item. So I think we can take these all on a voice vote in a group. All in favor to postpone these to March 3rd, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
March 2nd.
March 2nd. Sorry, I have March 3rd stuck in my head for a reason.
There's an election on that day.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. March 2nd. We wouldn't do it the same day. All right, so that passes, and we are done. A motion to adjourn. So moved. Thank you, everybody.